WTAW news time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees, and it is getting pretty foggy out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man was killed in a crash on the freeway in North Bryan yesterday afternoon. Police report the victim, 62-year-old Michael Gene Richards, was driving a pickup northbound when the vehicle left the roadway for an unknown reason and struck a concrete support beam on the Woodville Road Bridge. The freeway was closed for 2 hours following the crash. Groundbreaking will take place soon on the largest project approved by College Station School District voters last year. That's after the school board at last week's meeting approved a construction contract for the district's third middle school.
On bid day, it was slightly over budget. It was about $1.9 million over. But on a large scope project like this, that's not grossly out of whack.
Facilities Director John Hall was asked if the architecture and the finish of the new middle school is consistent with the district's two other middle schools.
I would say it's more consistent with College Station Middle School, A&M Consolidated Middle School. It wouldn't be quite as consistent with that one. The final finish out, I would say it is.
Hall says negotiations after the bid opening brought the maximum construction price to $43.5 million. Adding the rest of the expenses, that put the total project cost at an estimate of almost $51.4 million. Construction equipment is expected to be on site as early as next week. The expansions of four more Bryan School District campuses approved by voters in a bond issue 2 years ago were approved at the last school board meeting. A local contractor, Dudley Construction, was awarded nearly $12 million of work. Nearly $9 million is going into Rayburn and Long, which are being turned into fifth and sixth grade campuses, and then Mitchell Elementary. That's over budget by $300,000. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the additional money is to replace aging air conditioning systems.
I feel it's in the district's best interest to go ahead and incur now, because we're going to have to do it very shortly anyway. And while it's in the middle of a construction project, we think we get better bang for the buck.
Dudley also received a nearly $3 million contract to expand Rudder High Cafeteria, and the board approved a design contract for what is expected to be a $500,000 conversion of an existing building for the grounds department. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization has started community meetings about proposed highways to be built through the year 2050.
We want people to keep in mind that if they see a dashed line, that means that the roadway alignment could vary as much as a mile in any direction. So again, it's not set in stone. It's just a generalized idea of where we think it will go.
The MPO's Dan Rudge showed a map at last week's Brazos County Commission meeting that includes two loops around the Twin Cities. One would be a six-lane highway that already includes Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west and William D. Fitch to the south. An outer loop is proposed to be a freeway that includes Highway 47. The next community meeting is November 14th at St. Mary's Catholic Church. A copy of the map is online at WTAW.com. There's a new hurdle that needs to be cleared before epilepsy patients can take advantage of the state's new law legalizing CBD oil. That's the state considering a 21,000% hike in the application fee for businesses to sell the product.
The original license application fee for a CBD dispensing organization was set back in December 2015 at $6,000. The Department of Public Safety has since raised that fee up to $1.3 million.
The costs are much higher than they expected because they've created this unreasonably restrictive market in that there are only a few patients who would have access to the medicine.
Heather Fazio of the Marijuana Policy Project says there's still enough time for the state legislature to get things right.
We have a lot of opportunity to spread the compassion and make this program more inclusive.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The DPS is trying to justify a request for more border security funding by showing high-profile arrests, but a new study out this week shows that speeders and child support evaders were lumped in that category. Senator Carlos Uresti, who sits on the Border Security Committee, says that's misleading.
I know the legislature doesn't want to be fooled by categorizing these type of arrests as high threat. High threat, I think, for most of us would mean sexual assault cases, murders, human trafficking.
He says there is universal agreement that the border must be secured, but there needs to be better data before the legislature spends more taxpayer dollars. And the College Station Medical Center has announced a new chief executive officer. America Farrell has been here on an interim basis since late August. Her more than 30 years of leadership roles in healthcare include stops in Tomball, Victoria, Arkansas, and as a consultant. WTAW news time is 12 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure remains over the Gulf Coast this morning. It'll produce lots of sunshine for the area. Our temperature's up to 80 to 85 today. The high will continue to sit east of our area overnight. We're partly cloudy, lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, another partly sunny day, warm, temperatures close to 85. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there, lows 60 to 65. And we're going to be mostly sunny and very close to 85 degrees during Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, Kent Paxton, he's our... Oh, by the way, it is getting really foggy. I kind of was scoffing at that being in the forecast earlier this morning, but it's happening.
Well, yeah, we got a text, too, and that's why I kind of slipped it in there in my newscast, but saying fog has gotten bad south of town, but I'm sure kind of everywhere, so
it
just
is,
be
yeah.
careful out
right
there.
Right outside it is. So, just be aware of that. So... Kent Paxton, who's the sitting attorney general in Texas, is, well, you know, he's having his problems there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've had Dan Morales back in the late 90s. He actually did time, so to speak, having to do with, I think, tobacco stuff. So we know that we have that kind of stuff happening in Texas. We always like to make fun of Louisiana, talking about their politicians, and Illinois certainly had theirs. I never thought of Pennsylvania being one of those states that had that going on, but they do. Headline in today's Wall Street Journal, ex-top prosecutor in Pennsylvania given prison term.
Ooh.
Yeah, Kathleen Kane sentenced yesterday to between 10 to 23 months in prison. How does that work? If you behave yourself, you get out in 10?
Yeah, I guess.
10 to 23, that's a large margin.
Yeah, that's over a year difference.
Yeah, basically in a rebuke of the state's former top prosecutor following her recent conviction for engaging in political payback schemes.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh, that's never happened before. Once viewed as a rising star in the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania, she resigned as attorney general a day after she was convicted. She had faced a maximum of 12 to 24 years. Now, lawyers, of course, ask for leniency. She needs to be home. She's got two teenage kids she needs to take care of.
Wow.
Prosecutors said no, these were particularly egregious things she had done.
Yikes.
Now.
Well, lenient. I mean, they did 10 months to 23 months is very different than 12 to 24 years.
That's
true.
Yeah,
very true.
Yep. Okay, Ms. Kane has said that she was a victim of the old boys network in Pennsylvania and that the case against her was manufactured by former state prosecutors who wanted to prevent her from releasing offensive emails that would harm their careers. Well, guess what?
She let them go.
She did.
Yeah.
She began releasing them in 2014. It says... has embarrassed a number of state officials and forced several to step down, including two state Supreme Court justices.
Wow.
You go, girl.
You
go. Man.
Yeah.
That is
outstanding. Don't mess with me.
I just,
I may be doing some time, but yeah. I'm not going down without a fight.
That's right.
Man.
And you know, and I don't know what those emails were, and I really don't care, but the fact that you're able to knock down a couple of Supreme Court justices in your state.
Yeah, that's big time.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. She may
careful,
be going into
careful who you mess with.
Yeah. That's right. She said, I win.
Yeah.
So that's once again in Pennsylvania that we had never thought necessarily was that kind of state, but when it comes to politics.
They like to spice things up every now and
then,
I guess.
I mean, that's fine. So, this will make us all feel good. A sleep expert at the Harvard Medical School thinks that she knows what your dog is dreaming about.
Oh, tell me.
It's probably you.
Oh.
See, doesn't that make you feel good? Dr. Deidre Barrett has spent years studying sleep behavior in humans based on her work with people. She said it's likely that dogs dream about their everyday experiences just like humans, which means when your dog's day is over, it could be dreaming about you.
Now, no, my dreams aren't typically of my everyday experience.
Yeah, and you're not weird, yeah.
And you don't dream about your dog, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. She cautioned there is no way to know for sure what dogs see when they dream.
Well, duh.
Oh, no kidding, yeah. Really. You got to Harvard and you're telling us that? And even if they dream at all, but she said that most mammals have similar sleep cycles as humans. And you know that dogs dream. You can tell. You've seen them chasing things in their sleep. You know, they'll bark or, you know, their legs will move.
Kind of whimper.
Yeah.
You know, now after hearing about those emails in Pennsylvania and what they're disclosing,
yeah,
I think I understand why Hillary likes that state.
One of her favorites. Well, be sure and catch her before she gets into prison, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, so there you go. Now, learning a new thing or doing something that you would rather not do can be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
This can cause anxiety at first. These activities, the area associated with pain in the brain as well, in the same area, the brain looks for a way to stop that negative feeling by switching your attention to something else more pleasant. That's procrastination.
Ah.
That is procrastination. The solution is just start. Research has discovered that not long after people start actually working out what they don't like, then that neuro discomfort disappears. So if you're dreading doing something, go ahead and do it. Well, unless, you know, they've got a weapon. But that's interesting, I guess, that our brain is that's the function that brings about procrastination.
Yeah, now I understand it. Before, I was just like, I want to do something else.
Yeah, now that you know that, I don't know if it'll make any difference, and will you actually, but okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this one, Chelsea.
Okay.
You don't have to listen if you don't want to. A guy in Australia walked into his kitchen to find a giant spider doing something spooky.
Ooh.
Just in time for Halloween. Jason Wallace of Queensland captured a video of a really big spider carrying a full-grown adult mouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. The huntsman spider, that's what it's called, a huntsman spider, clearly planned to make a meal of the rodent. The mouse was already dead. The mouse, Wallace decided not to interfere with the spider's meal plans. You think?
Wow.
Okay, first of all, that spider's in your house.
Yeah.
And he said he's adopted it and named it Hermie.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty impressive of the spider.
All right,
you
know. Pretty stupid of the human.
Yeah.
Yes. Google Wolfman spider in Australia.
No.
Well, no, you don't have to.
I don't want
you
to
do that. I mean, really?
Wait, he's got pictures of it? The video. I guess
sure.
He's got a video.
I'm not sure. That's pretty scary.
Uh-uh.
And again, that thing's in your house. I think that becomes its house. You know what I'm saying?
Right, which is probably why he didn't want to kill it.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to be a good guest.
Don't want to make it mad. All right. So
that is massive.
Okay, scary. That's it. All right. Ever been on a string of dates so bad that you thought they would make a good reality TV show? Well, here it comes. It's new from Freedom. What is Freedom?
Freeform.
Oh, Freeform. That's it. Okay.
It's the new ABC Family.
Can we get that here? Do we know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we have it.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Sounds like that spider's a better mouser than my cat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hello.
Definitely true of mine.
How cool to have a spider for a mouser.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's cool.
No, it's not.
I think I'd scare the mice into where the mouser has his room, but I don't think I'm going to have him wandering the house. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you accidentally run into it in your bare feet at night.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, you got to sleep at some time, too. And,
okay, that's fine. Yeah. If wow.
Can we go back to the other story? Yeah. What were we talking about?
Hello?
Guess not.
Just wanted to say that from the Brazos River to the Caldwell, the fog is super heavy.
All right, thank
going,
you.
Going west.
You're going west. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. All right, we'll quit. Just saying. All right, so anyway. So Freeform.
Okay, yes.
As got a
yes. Freeform,
anyway,
I know that.
Freeform, they've got a new show called Bad Dates. Deadline reports the show will feature reenactments of regular everyday people's worst and most awkward
reenactments make the worst TV shows.
Yeah. I would say that the advertising rates for that should be ultra slow.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. All right, Pokemon Go, remember them?
Yes.
They're trying to get you to remember them again. The game maker, Niantic, has launched its first ever in-game event, and it starts tomorrow, and it runs through November 1st. If you play during the Halloween-themed event, Pokemon Go players will earn more candy through regular activities or find new characters. USA Today says spookier Pokemon characters will appear at greater frequency during your Pokemon hunt. So if you're missing Zubats and Drowsies and Gengars, is that what they're called?
Yeah, Gengar, there you
okay.
go.
Good job. Okay, now's your big chance. So once again,
man, talk about something that was hot and completely fizzled out.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, and I think they've gone ahead and moved into new countries, and so there have been other areas.
True,
but man,
true.
When it comes to here,
I really don't hear about it.
So that's, well, there you go. That's what they're trying
until
to do.
Until now.
That's
yeah.
what they're trying to do now. All right, I'm going to do this story, but infants should sleep in the same room as parents to lower the risk of sleep-related deaths. That's the new recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They issued a policy statement yesterday that recommends newborns share their parents' bedroom, sleeping on a separate firm surface like a crib or a bassinet for at least the first 6 months of life and ideally for the first full year. USA Today says room sharing lowers the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, by as much as 50%. Statement emphasized that infants should never sleep on a soft cushion surface. We know that. They do not recommend sharing a bed with the parents. Good.
Mm-hmm.
About 3,500 infants die each year from sleep-related deaths.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, again, new parents stressing over all sorts of things.
Right, and here's one more.
And here's one more thing. And it's just when they start using these emotionally charged numbers, like it could reduce it as much as 50%.
Right.
That doesn't mean it does reduce it.
No, not at all.
And
good point.
Certainly SIDS is a serious thing, but we've got fetal monitors and those sorts of things. Well, look, parents are going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
But there's one more example, at least, that they believe will help you when it comes to making your decision. They're saying, again, baby sleeps in the room with the parents for 6 months, ideally, and maybe up to a full year. All right, it's 8:25.
I'm Marcy Norton with Your Money Now. Amazon is set to report its quarterly earnings after today's closing bell. Analysts expect a solid report thanks to strong sales and more demand for Amazon Web Services, the cloud computing service. Both sales and revenue are expected to show improvements from a year ago. Separately, Amazon announced today its restaurants program is now offering one-hour delivery of takeout meals to Prime members in Brooklyn, New York. Orders are placed using the Prime Now app. The CEO of Microsoft is pushing to change the company's image. Reports say Satya Nadella wants to get away from Microsoft's reputation for not inventing fresh products. He acknowledges the company missed the boat on mobile devices. It's been working on expanding into artificial intelligence operations. Futures pointing to a higher open after stocks posted gains yesterday. The Dow was up 77 points. The S&P added 10 points in trading yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
C&J's Barbecue has been here for 35 years, and today only, you get a 35% discount on any order you pick up. So go in there and get that from C&J's. Pick out your favorite C&J's location. See, it's been 35 years since the Manning family opened up C&J's, and they want to thank Bryan College Station for making their business so successful. If it wasn't for y'all, it just wouldn't have happened. So C&J Barbecue, since they're really pretty humbled, actually, about the success that they've had here in Bryan College Station. Today is their way to say thank you in a big way. Now, understand, so that as many people as possible can be served, there are limits. 10-pound limit total meat per person, 10-pound limit per side dish, a 2-slab rib limit, and a 2-whole chicken limit. So aside from that, make your selection. Get in touch with your C&J's location to make arrangements to pick it up today and today only. 35% off. It's their way of saying thank you for making C&J's so successful here in the Brazos Valley. 35% off today at all locations of C&J's.
Fighting malaria with tobacco. I'm Bob Hershon, and this is Science Update. Derived from the sweet wormwood plant, artemisinin is one of the most effective malaria drugs available. But wormwood is hard to grow, making artemisinin too expensive for many patients in developing countries. Now, researchers report in the journal Molecular Plant that they've genetically engineered tobacco leaves that produce large amounts of highly potent artemisinin. Sasi Kumar of the International Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology in India says after their success with tobacco, which is easy to genetically manipulate, they're now working on artemisinin-producing lettuce,
which can be powdered and put into capsule. So the drug should be like 100 times cheaper.
Kumar cautions that artemisinin must be given in combination with other malaria drugs to reduce the risk of the parasite developing drug resistance. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Throughout my life, I have deliberately taken many career paths as a police officer, teacher, realtor, professor, salesperson, and Aggie academic and athletic administrator. I've developed the knowledge and skills, the background and resiliency needed to be your mayor. Since 1998, I've served College Station as a member and chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, being on City Council, and serving 2 terms as mayor pro tem. Please vote for Carl Mooney to be your mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, Treasurer.
Is the AT&T Time Warner deal bad for Americans? Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are against it, as one of the few things they agree on. Trump says it will destroy democracy. Kim Commando here with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. AT&T recently took over DirecTV, America's biggest satellite provider. Adding Time Warner gets them HBO, Cinemax, CNN, TBS, and all the Turner channels, which includes the entire MGM library. Plus, they get Warner Brothers Studios. It's a big merger. But just how does this threaten our democracy or consumer choice? Don't like a Warner Brothers movie? Try Paramount. Don't like CNN? Go to Fox News or CBS. Wireless and broadband have reshaped TV and movies. Netflix, Amazon, and the others create endless consumer choices. That's why the Comcast NBC Universal deal wasn't blocked. And there's absolutely nothing different with this one either. All the breaking tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. But now, making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. Every day is a payday when you drive with Uber because you can cash out anytime with Instant Pay. Cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 63 degrees and very foggy, so make sure you're taking it easy on the roads out there. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has approved contracts for two more parts of a bond issue that was approved by voters 2 years ago. Nearly $9 million will be spent at Mitchell Elementary and what will become intermediate schools at Long and Rayburn. The board agreed to spend $300,000 over budget in order to replace aging air conditioning systems, as recommended by their construction manager, Jeff Windsor.
When you replace a chiller and go to a higher efficiency chiller, then you're saving energy dollars, which utilities are our second highest expenditure behind salaries in the school district.
That contract also includes adding classrooms at all three locations. The board also approved another $3 million to expand the cafeteria at Rutter High School and a design contract for what is hoped to be a $500,000 conversion of an existing building to house the district's grounds department. The board awarded the nearly $12 million in construction contracts to a local contractor, Dudley Construction. Next week, construction equipment is expected to be moved to the site of the College Station School District's third middle school. That's after the school board last week approved a $43.5 million construction contract. Facilities Director John Hall says negotiations followed last month's bid opening that reduced the cost by $1.9 million.
Took us a little work, a couple of weeks to fine-tune, tighten down the screws on the budget and see where we had a little scope overlap and things like that. And we were able to land it within budget.
Hall was asked how the finish and the architecture compares with College Station's new Pecan Trail Intermediate School.
We're not going with any really high-dollar fancy interior finishes or anything. So the carpet and the finishes and the flooring and the painted surfaces, that'll all be comparable.
Adding the rest of the expenses, the total cost of College Station's third middle school is on budget at almost $51.4 million. It is located near Pecan Trail and Greens Prairie Elementary, north of Greens Prairie Trail, between Reuter and Welburn Roads. Northbound traffic on the freeway in North Bryan was closed for 2 hours yesterday afternoon following a crash that took the life of a Bryan man. Police report a pickup driven by 62-year-old Michael Gene Richards left the roadway and struck a concrete support beam on the Woodville Road Bridge. Why the truck left the freeway is not known. What might highways in and around Bryan College Station look like in the year 2050 is the subject of a study being done by the local Metropolitan Planning Organization.
It's not set in stone. It's just a generalized idea of where we think it will go. And we hope that the public will examine the map with an eye towards how the roadway network will best serve them.
The MPO's Dan Rudd showed a map at last week's Brazos County Commission meeting. The proposed map includes an outer loop freeway that uses the existing Highway 47 and an inner loop six-lane highway that includes the existing William D. Fitch Parkway to the south and the Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west. Two of the 10 community meetings have been held. The remainder are spread out from November 14th through next March. A copy of the map is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 63 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrack Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we're voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
High pressure keeps sunshine in the forecast over the next couple of days as it continues to sit off to our east over the Gulf Coast. We're partly to mostly sunny and 80 to 85 later today. Overnight, partly cloudy. Lows will be 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds and sunshine with a high of 85. Clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Thursday, there'll be more in the way of sunshine. Highs on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's a big spider. I just went and looked at that
it's
during
massive.
The news.
Massive.
Yeah, I just went and looked at that during the news.
Chelsea's screaming over there.
I refuse to Google around. It.
Okay, that's a mouse and that's a spider. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Carly's here from the Humane Society. Y'all don't have any of those.
Hey, Carly.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Well, and that's the thing is this guy who owns his house now says that he's adopted the spider.
Aww.
I'm kind of thinking it's actually probably the spider's house and he just happens to be living there because, you know, anyway. All right, so you don't have spiders, but you've got other little critters there, right?
We do.
All right, what's going on over there?
So we have a couple more days left of our Fall in Love special. It ends next Monday, the 31st. It goes through October.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's been with us over a month is $12. And then everything else is half price. So puppies, kittens, adults, everything is on special right now.
But you still get everything, all the goodies that you would, right?
Yeah, we don't skimp on anything. We just want these animals to find homes. So we threw together this Fall in Love special, which is really cute.
Well, and this is a great time. I mean, then it can still fit in your budget to have a microchipped, right? I mean, you
that's
know?
Included.
Oh, that's included.
Yes,
oh, okay, well,
that's
look, there.
That's included
okay.
in all the right. adoption fee, which is awesome.
Wow. So, all right, so if they've been there for how long?
1 month.
Okay, then it's $12, and then everything else is half price.
Yep.
Now, how long does that go on?
It goes on for the month of October. So next Monday on Halloween is the last day for that.
All right.
But then we also have a really fun event coming up on Saturday from noon to 5 at the New Republic Brewing Company in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a profit share with us. So 50% of everything that they sell, food and beverage, goes to us, which is awesome.
50%?
50%, yeah. And we're going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have another person there. And we're going to have two dogs there for adoption. So if someone's looking for their forever pet, stop on by. And then they're also doing a pet costume contest during that time as well. The costume contest will be announced at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to be there the whole time. But if you're there by 5, then they're going to do the costume contest.
Super.
They have really good... prizes for the human winner or the human owners.
Okay, yeah.
And really good. We're going to supply prizes for the pets as
perfect.
Well.
Perfect. Okay.
So the categories are a human and pet combo. So if you dress alike or you have like a pair, and then a best costume for large breed, best costume for small breed dogs. The best group, so if you have multiple pets and you can get them all together in costumes.
Good luck.
Right?
Hope that works.
And then best overall. So that's noon to 5 at the New Republic Brewing Company on Saturday.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. If they want some more information about this or anything else, what do they do?
They go to our website, www.aggielandhumane.org.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Carly. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Kim's here from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
What you got for us?
Well, we're going to have a fall job fair that's coming up next Wednesday, November 2nd, at the Brazos Center from 12 to 4. If you're hiring, please get with me and get a booth for that. We'll be able to help you out there. And we have business after hours At the Four Points by Sheridan, that's going to be Thursday, November 10th from 5:30 to 7, and that is a free networking event for everyone to attend. We have a membership luncheon featuring Senator John Cornyn, and it's sponsored by the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. That's going to be Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th from 11:45 to 1 at the Hilton. So we're excited to have Senator John Cornyn. And save the date for these events. Our annual banquet, sponsored by the City of College Station, that's November 14th. It's a Monday, 6 o'clock at the Hilton. And one of my favorites, Ag Breakfast, sponsored by the Brazos County Farm Bureau, Capital Farm Credit, and Producers Co-op. That is going to be the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, November 22nd, 7 a.m. at the Brazos County Expo. And we've got some ribbon cuttings coming up this week. We're going to do a groundbreaking this morning at the Langford at College Station. That's Highway 6 Frontage Road, located next to Christ United Methodist Church here in College Station. That's going to be 10 a.m. this morning. We're going to do a deluxe ribbon cutting at United Country Real Estate Wednesday, October 26th at 4:30. They're located on University Drive in College Station. And then we're going to have another ribbon cutting for Walsh & Mangan Premier Real Estate Group. That's this Thursday, October 27th, 4:30, and they're located on William D. Fitch Parkway in College Station. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight this week is CC Creations. And to find out more information about all of these events and others that we have, go to bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
This is Larry Ringer, former mayor and council member of College Station and a resident of College Station for over 50 years. I support Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Linda supports planned, balanced, and sustainable growth in College Station while protecting the integrity of existing neighborhoods. And Linda will be an advocate for first-class services, including police, fire, and emergency responders. Please cast your vote for Linda Harvell, College Station City Council member, Place 3.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
844, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Scott, would you ask all these dummies that's driving around in this fog to turn on the lights, please?
I'll do that. You dummies, turn on your lights. Here's
sometimes,
the deal.
Though, lights can make fog really difficult to see in.
They can, especially at night, you know, and that's why you use low
or
beams.
Or as the sun comes up.
Yep. Now, if you're turning on your windshield wipers any time other than just to take bird poop off your windshield.
Your lights should be on.
Yeah, they should. They just should.
I think it's a law.
Is it? Okay, well, there's some vehicles.
I don't know.
There's some vehicles that the lights come on automatically.
Yeah.
Now, what's supposed to happen is your lights by law must be on, I want to say, 30 minutes before sunset and 30 minutes after sunrise. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's what you're supposed to do. And obviously, when it's dark, they're supposed to be on too. So.
Well, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But we've all done that.
That's true. Yeah.
We've all done that.
Yeah, but for some, I thought maybe this was back when I was up in New York and this was a law up
well,
there. But it was whenever. I know. But whenever you're using your windshield wipers, it was a law to have your lights on.
That's not a law in Texas.
Okay.
But it should be.
Yeah.
It's an okay idea.
Might as well use it. Yep. There you go.
Okay, so yesterday I'm in the grocery store, Chelsea. I thought of you because they had candied they had decorated apples.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about that, how that's, yeah. You know, it used to be just kind of one way
caramel,
that they do that, right.
Or caramel and like the almonds, yeah, or pecans or
but,
something.
But now walnuts. They've got these that were covered in chocolate and they're the size of softballs.
Right,
you
they're
know,
huge.
And you don't need that. And then I'm at the checkout someplace and they had... it's almost like they're in clamshell. Okay. They're in clamshell, mm-hmm, exposed. It's a red candied apple with chopped peanuts on it. And I couldn't think of anything nastier in my life than that. I mean that.
I've seen that before, but I am with you. I don't think that doesn't go together.
Look, you take an apple, you dip it in some sort of a red stuff that makes it really tough, and you put peanut chunks,
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, you're just asking
that's
for
mace.
A broken tooth.
That's
oh,
a, you
yeah.
You can use that as a weapon on people. You could hit things with
right?
that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Many years ago, the old people remember this. They did something on TV, the DPS did, about a three-second rule. Worked on the good days, worked on the foggy days. Nobody seems to remember that anymore.
That was like a fixed point, and you need to be 3 seconds behind that person from that fixed
That's
point.
That's what
right?
I remember.
Yeah.
And it worked really good.
You're lucky to get 3 inches now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And especially when they're going, if you're going 74 and a half miles an hour on the freeway, you ain't going fast enough. You
nope.
know what I'm saying? I forget, when I was coming back from someplace on Sunday, I had to do 80 to keep up. That's what I told the officer.
Wow.
No.
I was just trying to keep up,
yeah,
sir.
But, I mean, it's true. When you start getting around, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, all those mm-hmm. people from Baylor going back up to Waco,
uh-huh.
and it's 4 o'clock and they're in Bryan, Texas. They're trying to get back up there
yeah.
before sunset. Yeah. They do well in Calvert on those days.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, this is Mike. In Texas, you still have to run with your lights if you can't see a car or pedestrian at 1,000 feet.
At 1,000 feet.
Rain or fog.
Excellent. Thank you.
I like all these rules and these distances, but I have a hard enough time, you know, judging what 10 yards is.
Yeah, it's okay to just turn your lights on, okay?
Yeah.
You can do that.
You
it's really
it's,
all right.
It's fine. Just, nobody's going to get mad at you for having your lights on. Yeah.
I know there are those out there who believe they are the most important people on the road and that everybody should watch for them. But why not help the rest of us idiots out by turning your lights on?
Yeah, because really the most important person on the road is me anyway.
Yeah,
so
there. All right, so new Halloween candies
Ooh.
That you need in your life. Here we go. And we've got 10 of them, so we'll do all 10 because these are new. Reese's Halloween Nutrageous.
Okay, if you can't even say it, I don't want to eat it.
It's imagine your favorite peanut butter cup, and then add peanuts and caramel.
Nope.
There it is again.
I'll stick with my old.
What's wrong
peanut
with
butter
just the regular? Yeah. Okay. Skull and Crossbones sweet tarts. All right.
Yeah.
They used to be around in 2013. Peanut Crunch Bars. Charles Schulz rejoices these peanut crunch bars. They're characters etched in the side of the candy.
Okay.
Justin's Dark Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, they're healthy.
Well, I mean, think about that.
That's how I know. That's how I know about them.
And that's what it says. They say they want to ease the guilt factor by scarfing down chocolate. Here's your way to do
they're
it. And they're organic.
Good.
Have you had them? Have you had them before?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do they look like? I mean,
they look exactly like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah. No. I mean,
but what
the
do they
packaging
taste like?
And they, are they here local?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can get them. You can see them in the checkout aisle or in the candy aisle.
Now one of those would be okay because I like dark chocolate and that's kind of an interesting mix.
I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Bye. And it's now we have to wait. We do. We have to wait because, you know, Chelsea and Halloween candy. We'll do that.
We gotta include her on the Halloween candy.
All right, well, she's gone, so now we'll do this one. Your favorite holiday TV show is heading to Paris this year. No, it's not Charlie Brown. No, it's not Rudolph. It's the Victoria's Secret Angels.
How did they know what my
That's
favorite
right,
holiday show is?
The scantily clad lingerie models will be filming their annual holiday underwear spectacular in the City of Lights this year. Taping will be November 30th. It'll air on CBS December the 5th. That's Monday at 9 o'clock, just so you know. Okay.
Hold on, I'm setting a reminder.
All right, you got it. All right, go there. It's done. Hello.
You said dark peanut butter cup. Is it coming in like a black bag and hang out in the graveyard reading Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Man, I like the idea. Again, I did not even know that that was out there.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. So we said that the Tom Hanks Saturday Night Live did pretty well. Benedict Cumberbatch will be the host on Saturday Night Live November 5th with Solange Knowles. Is that correct?
Solange?
Okay, Solange Maybe. Knowles. Okay, sure. Whose album Seat at the Table debuted last month as the musical guest. There will be an SNL rerun this weekend, since SNL pretty much usually only does two or three live shows before they take a break this season. So far, they've done four shows to kick things off.
Ooh.
So, there you are. So Benedict Cumberbatch coming up.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's right. Highest overnight average for an October episode in 8 years, Saturday Night Live was with Tom Hanks.
Wow.
We'll see how that works out. A California couple's engagement photos going viral thanks to an unexpected photobomb. John Awesome. That's his name.
And he was born with that name?
I guess. I don't know. And his fiancée, Nadia Hernandez, hired a photographer to shoot photos of them in the woods of Holy Jim Canyon. But while they were in the forest, a heavy metal band showed up out of nowhere. Turns out the band, called Cold Void, was shooting promotional photos of their own. The couple ended up asking the band, in full hardcore goth makeup and wielding swords, to appear in their photos.
Oh, sweet.
They said they were really nice people. They did it. They were more than happy
oh,
to.
Oh, cool.
So,
well, all right.
All right, returning to the candy list.
Oh,
we
good.
Suspended
you guys,
it.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, it's because I was the only one with insight on the healthy
exactly
candy.
Exactly right, yeah. Hershey's candy corn bar.
Oh.
No. No, I don't want to do that.
Candy corn bar?
That's it, yeah. Okay.
A whole bar of it?
I'm not sure. All right, here we go. And you knew this was going to happen. Caramel apple Peeps.
Yeah. I do love the caramel apple suckers.
Okay. Oh, really?
They, yes.
Okay. All
oh,
right,
man. But Peeps.
I'm just saying. Kit Kat triple chocolate.
Okay.
I don't know. I
sure.
Mean, I guess. Now, Kit Kat, that's a wafer thing,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you've got, I guess, the outside coating, and then you've got
maybe chocolate
wafers.
In the middle.
All
yeah.
Right. Your dentist
know.
Will love that.
Oh, yeah.
Three Musketeers.
What?
Amazing nougat that you love dyed red for the season.
Ooh.
Red dyed nougat in
I kind of like that.
That's
there
okay.
There you go.
Starburst Halloween mix. The classic chewy candy gets a sassy boost with new flavors like Batty Blackberry, Bewitching Blueberry, and Chilling Cherry Kiwi.
Ooh.
Just
I
saying.
Like the sassy
it's,
boost.
Well, yeah, chilling.
Well, again, and then they'll have extras, I'm sure, after that.
Oh, no, yeah. No.
And peanut butter cup candy corn. See?
No.
Quit,
no.
Quit it. Stop forcing candy corn.
Because if you're a candy corn fan, you like it in its pure
yep.
original form.
Yep.
You
yep.
don't want it, and no one else wants it. So just leave it be.
Yeah.
So there you are. I mean, some good, some bad. Again, the whole idea of a bar of candy corn scares me tremendously.
No, yeah.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as place four on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the city of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
I don't need to tell you the U.S. economy is in serious trouble, threatened by massive debt, zero interest rates, collapsing energy industry. In the end, I believe our economy will once again collapse, and that collapse may occur much sooner than most Americans expect. And I'm not alone. A growing number of experts in financial institutions are now telling investors to include gold in their portfolios. Now, this is what I've done for, well, a long time now, because I saw this coming back in 2006. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. The Fed only made this worse in 2008. The government only made this worse. The bigger bump is coming. This may be the final bubble that I talked about in 06 on CNN called the money bubble. When that one pops, you better have gold or silver. Don't trust me. Don't trust anybody. Trust yourself. Do your own homework. Even read their important risk information. Just call Goldline. The number is 1-866-GOLDLINE. 1-866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com. I've been there. I know what it feels like. And that's when I decided to do something about it. After listing my home with some agents that just could not get the job done, I decided to start a company that would find the best agents, people you could trust, people who had your same values, honesty, hardworking, caring. We started realestateagentsitrust.com. It came from personal frustration to end mine and now your frustration. realestateagentsitrust.com. Our goal is to connect you with an agent who will help you sell your home as quickly as possible and for the best price. When you want a sold sign in your front yard, finding the right real estate agent is the key, and it's working. Houses that had been sitting on the market for months are now selling. People are finally able to take that big burden off their shoulders. Another open house, some more balloons. It doesn't work. Get moving now. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com, where our individually selected agents will work to earn your business and sell your home. realestateagentsitrust.com.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Howdy, I'm Steve Beachy, former director of Parks and Recreation for College Station. I'm also a proud supporter of Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols. John has called College Station home for over 40 years and has chaired the Parks and Recreation Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission, served as a city council member, and Mayor Pro Tem. He has also served his community as president of the College Station Noon Lions Club, the Brazos Valley Symphony, and the Arts Council. Please join me in voting for John Nichols for mayor of College Station.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign. Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, ever had a bike stolen? New company thinks it's got a funky way to combat that crime by creating a bike lock that spews foul-smelling gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Skunk Lock. It's a U-shaped steel bicycle lock with a pressurized stinking gas inside. Gas escapes into a cloud if somebody attempts to cut the lock.
Oh.
The company claims its noxious chemical is so disgusting it induces vomit in the majority of cases. Hey, ooh. Hey.
Nice.
Even better, it claims that the gas causes a shortness of breath, impaired eyesight. If the chemical countermeasure is released, it is a one-time only use, cost over $100, so it's not cheap. But, so, you know, you'll have
yeah,
to
until you're
it.
Just trying to unlock your bike and it accidentally
yeah,
sets it off.
That's yeah, it's on you. That's not going to work very well. So just,
but
just
over
saying.
$100?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I guess if you have a really expensive bike.
Yeah,
but
if it's going to be a problem, then yeah, I suppose yeah. that probably could be it. And the 67-year-old woman in Germany accidentally shipped her cat in the mail after the animal snuck inside the package.
No, oh, totally understandable accident
yeah.
there.
The woman mailed the birthday present without realizing the cat was in there. She thinks the cat must have entered the box while she was looking for some tape. Error realized when the postman, sorting it, heard the cat inside the box.
Oh, good.
Oh, poor kitty.
It all turned out okay so that we can now.
Can you imagine getting a present from your grandmother and it was a dead cat?
Yeah, no, not.
It's like a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's exactly right. On this date in 1938, the Archbishop of Dubuque, Iowa, said that music had degenerated. Swing music had degenerated to the point where it was going to ruin young